Today's Gospel Lectionary reading is the second longest story in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 to 41. Yes, 41. This is the story about the blind man, healed by Jesus on the Jewish Sabbath. You know the story. Jesus spit on some street dirt and then rubbed the fresh mud on the man's eyes. This was before social distancing. The man then did as Jesus advised, went to the local pool where people refreshed themselves, washed off the mud, and lo and behold, he was able to see. But then a strange thing happened. This healing led to a fierce argument, the very type of religious debate devout Jews loved in those days. Look, was this a miracle showing the work of God, or was it not? People instantly took sides. Some said that only God could make such a miracle happen, while other equally religious people argued that since God would never work on the Sabbath, God could not possibly have been involved. Suddenly, the most religious people in the village were arguing loudly about the source of the miracle, rather than giving thanks for it. Jesus then cleverly changed the whole focus of the argument by using blindness as a metaphor. His point was profound. Be careful, or else your religious expectations and your limited faith just might make you intellectually blind to what God is doing here and now. Jesus was essentially saying that unless we stop thinking we have all the answers, unless we stop thinking that our beliefs are the only right ones, we too may well end up being blind. On this, the fourth Sunday of Lent, how are we to know whether we are being faithful children of God or just blind Christians or Anabaptists talking to each other in an echo chamber? So, 2,000 years after this story took place, I have to wonder, is God doing things today through people, things that I do not see because my assumptions blind me? In his book, Celtic Benediction, Morning and Night Prayer, J. Philip Newell includes this prayer about light and seeing. God, I watch this morning for the light that the darkness has not overcome. I watch for the fire that was in the beginning and that burns still in the brilliance of the rising sun. I watch for the glow of life that gleams in the growing earth and glistens in sea and sky. I watch for your light, O God, in the eyes of every living creature and in the ever-living flame of my own soul. If the grace of seeing were mine this day, I would glimpse you in all that lives. Grant me the grace of seeing this day. Grant me the grace of seeing. Amen. We conclude by listening to high school students from the Fountain View Academy sing one verse of that well-known song, Open My Eyes That I May See.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Ready, my God, thy will. open my eyes.